This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So let's start counting here. The Baltimore Orioles, Seattle Mariners last week had climbed to tie the Houston Astros for first place in the AL West, and the Orioles broke their hearts, and all they did was knock them out of first place by taking 2 out of 3 against them. So you know what? Let's take on another AL West first place team. Let's take on the Houston Astros on the road. The Birds go to Houston. Houston climbs up to 2.5 lead, and the Orioles take 2 out of 3 from them and break their hearts. In the process, rookies, Brandon Young, near perfect game, takes it into the 8th inning, ends up pitching 8 innings, giving up no runs or 1 hit. Still doesn't walk anybody. Rookie, the next day, Dylan Beavers makes his debut. He gets a double in the 9th inning. Orioles lose, but still, rookie debut. And then on Sunday, Samuel Basayo, he gets a 2 RBI hit. Birds win 12-0. Is there some renewed excitement, perhaps, Ed, with these rookies coming, making their debut and being productive?
100% there is. Sure, of course. Listen, we've had so little to be happy about this season. It seemed like every day when you get a little, a little ray of sunshine, you look up at the sun and you get kicked in the nuts. And that's been every week this season because you just think, oh, that was good. That was a good win. And then Batista's out for the year. Oh, Eflin's gone. Oh, it's like every week this happened. This is well after Bradish and Grayson and everybody. It's just been awful. This, to me, yeah, this is a real positive sign. And I think, well, I know because I told you, I had that friend in Houston who's a fan of the Astros now. He's all excited for the Orioles. He was like really amazed. He said, I can't believe that they kicked their ass like that. And I see it. I get why he said that because I can't believe it either. But I am truly excited about it, yes.
Houston fans were very, very vocal inside of the stadium as well about the but there were a lot of Oriole fans there. I mean, I was shocked that at this point in the season, maybe they plant these trips early and with the disappointment they couldn't get rid of their tickets and win anyway. Maybe that was the case. Mm-hmm. Or maybe some of them are just diehard fans, ride or die regardless of what the standings are. But there were a lot of Oriole fans in Houston at Daikin Park over the weekend. Yeah, they were. I mean, not as many as Tampa, places like that.
Right.
But more than I expected for August of a season that, for the most part, have no playoff hopes. You're 10 games under 500 right now. Had no playoff hopes. In last place, 15.5 back of the Toronto Blue Jays. But they were there. The faithful was there. Yeah. There was some excitement for me. Brandon Young doing what he did. And then you already heard whispers. We kind of heard whispers on Friday that Dylan Beavers was on the way. And then when he got here, I felt like it was kind of a smokescreen with all the talks that Colton Cowser would make his return on Sunday. And then you start hearing the grumblings of Samuel Basayo, because he was called early on Saturday. And then late Saturday night, you get the email from the Orioles saying, roster move, Samuel Basayo's contract was purchased. Like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. Now, they're starting to drum some things up a little bit. And the Orioles are in a position, Ed, where they can play heartbreakers, man. They can stomp on some people's playoff hopes. They can reposition the playoffs in terms of you might not win your division, but you might go to the wild card, your wild card seeding. they have some teams that they can really impact down the stretch. Two games in Boston, four more games against the Houston Astros over the weekend. Then Boston comes to town. San Francisco's going nowhere, but then you go to San Diego, home against Los Angeles, at Toronto, and then you close up against the Yankees, the Rays and the Yankees. They have an opportunity to not only drum up some positive momentum for themselves, which you want to do, but also have an impact on the playoff picture.
Yeah, I mean, you impact the playoff picture, impact your future, impact a lot of things. I feel pretty good after this weekend. I don't know about you, but I do. I was really happy to see Beavers and Basayo. And even that was a single that he drove in two runs?
Who, Basayo? Yeah, single.
That thing was a screamer. I mean,
he got robbed of a two-run home run.
He got robbed of a home run for sure. I mean, he hits the ball hard. I mean, this is what you heard about him coming up. But he can hit, man. He certainly didn't look overmatched coming to the majors. He was hitting them hard.
That one he hit that was robbed from a home run was in on his hands high, which you're not supposed to be able to hit that ball that far.
Right.
It was high in on his hands, and he got his hands in, and he got it out the right field. He and Gunnar got robbed. Gunnar got robbed of a grand slam. So it was a good weekend. I was happy for the fans. The Orioles had me regardless. You know what I mean? I'm going to watch regardless. And no, not because I work. I think I work there because I watch regardless. It's not the other way around. So for the happiness for me, I'm there regardless. I was happy for the fans because I felt like with the activity that you saw on social media, with the activity just from the Orioles fans, some of the conversations that they had in the stadium, you could tell people were once again excited. When is the last time you've been excited in 2025 about Orioles baseball?
Not genuine
excitement. Yeah. Not trying to convince yourself to be excited, but genuine excitement. It's been a long time, man. So, and I know a lot of, you know, all the comments is about time. Listen, they made a business decision. You know, the one thing you can say a lot of things about this front office, but the one thing you can't say is that they don't know how to draft. So if they're gonna wait and possibly get an extra draft pick for these guys, I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for it, and I think Tony Mantolino said it best. This was not these were not promotions based on guys' prospect rankings. They're ranked high, you got to get them up. These were not promotions based on team need. Yeah. Team was double digits under 500. These were promotions based on two young men who earned their way to the bigs. They earned it. The numbers that they put up.
Yeah, they did. Yes.
So that's what I love. And they earned their way. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So we stand here today. The Baltimore Orioles, they are on what's today's date? August 18th. August 18th. They're 10 games under 500. The season is going nowhere. You know, the Birds are 57-67. Brandon Young, near perfect game. Dylan Beavers comes up on Saturday. Samuel Basayo comes up on Sunday. Is there some new excitement for you as an Oriole fan based on these young players who you're mixing with other young players? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.